Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hi, this is Greg Foster with the Community Comment. Wow, what a couple of weeks it's been. A real whirlwind of a job change, cross-country travel, marketing presentations to airlines, and helping to try to seal the deal with American Airlines. It's funny sometimes how things happen in inopportune times. I'm reminded of the old saying, be careful what you wish for, you might just get it. As I've noted before, I started a new job as a commercial lender at Redwood Capital Bank on March 1st, ending a 10-year stint at REDEC. At REDEC, I was heavily involved in promoting new air service from our airport. 1 year ago, we held our first meeting with American Airlines to discuss their coming into our market to provide direct jet service to Los Angeles. On March 5th of this year, we were to meet again with them in Tampa, Florida, to further discuss how we might move that notion forward. Thanks, by the way, to the bank for supporting this trip. Well, just 2 days before I left REDEC, we got a call from American. It's the call we wanted, but did not expect so soon. Yes, they were interested in starting service. They wanted to discuss the terms of the contract in Florida. Be careful what you wish for. Of course, we all scrambled. Supervisor Lovelace, County Economic Development personnel Jacqueline Debitz and Don Ellsbury, and airport personnel Tom Matson and Emily Jacobs worked hard to respond to the American proposal. The basics of the proposal were that they wanted to provide twice per day nonstop jet service to Los Angeles. The total flight time from Arcata to Los Angeles would be about 90 minutes. However, they wanted the community to contribute a minimum revenue guarantee of $1 million per year for 2 years. Well, that's a tall order, especially with such short notice. A minimum revenue guarantee is sort of an insurance policy to mitigate, not eliminate, loss during the startup phase. It's become a common tool of smaller airports to attract airlines and support service. Many of these are in the multiple millions of dollars. Well, as you've heard and read, the Humboldt County supervisors agreed in concept to providing $500,000 per year for 2 years. That's half of what was asked for, but we're hopeful that our strong market and community support will be sufficient to seal the deal. Supervisors Lovelace and Sundberg are representing the county in these negotiations. Of course, the revenue guarantee is a risk and controversial. I don't have time here to go into all of the reasons why I personally believe it's a risk worth taking. But think about this. We project over 100,000 total passengers will fly out of Arcata on United and American once this service starts. If the introduction of competition results in just a $5 drop in ticket prices, the community as a whole will recoup those dollars. I can't even imagine the community cost savings for reduced delays, travel to other airports, and so on. So here's hoping I see you on the jet to Los Angeles in June. This has been Greg Foster with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.